Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Toni Janke is a Wutathi, Yadigana and Meriam woman. Her family originally comes from Cape York and the Torres Strait. She grew up in North Queensland and Canberra. Toni holds tertiary qualifications in arts law, ministry and coaching. She runs her own consultancy, coaching and music business in Brisbane. Toni facilitates workshops on Indigenous leadership, cultural engagement, inclusion and empowerment, working with various organisations in the corporate, government and community sector.
In today's gospel, Jesus asks the disciples one of the most important questions of all time. It is a question that ultimately is to point to the true identity of Jesus and the establishment of the church in the future. At first, Jesus asked the disciples who they think the Son of Man is. Reference is made to John the Baptist and Elijah, Jeremiah, and other prophets. Then Jesus asks Simon Peter, "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter acknowledges Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It is a question that goes to the heart of Simon Peter's faith and the recognition of Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus is more than a prophet or contemporary. He is the Messiah. Jesus' question is deliberately inquisitive. He is curious about the faith of his disciples. Here are men who have given up everything to follow Christ. They've given up their lives, their occupations, their family commitments. They've spent a considerable amount of time with Jesus, traveling around the countryside with him, learning many things through parables, the miracles, and Jesus' teachings and encounters with others. And yet, Jesus poses this question to the disciples, not because he is interested so much in who others say he is, but who do they, the disciples, think Jesus is? Who does Simon Peter think Jesus is? Paradoxically, it is not a test of the disciples' faith, but rather an opening of a new level of faith through dialogue. It is an invitation to enter into a deeper relationship and understanding with Jesus that also alerts the disciples about what is to come in the future. That is, Jesus' primary mission as the Messiah, through his suffering, death, and ultimately his resurrection from the dead, which is all part of God's divine plan. In fact, Jesus orders the disciples not to tell anyone that he is the Messiah, which affirms the importance of Jesus' mission and the profound significance it will have on the world at large. The element of secrecy is not meant to delude anyone or deliberately hide this information from others, but rather serves to reinforce the greatness and serious divine mystery that is God's plan through the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God. It is through today's gospel reading that we all are invited to reflect on our relationship with Jesus. Let us ask ourselves, who do we say Jesus is? It is an invitation to think deeply about our faith, not just about who Jesus was historically or in the physical world, but to think about the connection between Jesus as the Son of the living God, as the Messiah, the one chosen directly by God to carry out a very specific and powerful mission by converting others, spreading the news of God's plan for salvation for the whole of humanity and the establishment of the church. Each of us, in fact, is invited to reflect on our own faith journey. My understanding and relationship with Jesus have grown and evolved over many years. My childhood understanding of Jesus is very different to Jesus as I know and experience him today as an older woman in my 50s. It is markedly different to the Jesus that I know and love and pray to today. In fact, through my own faith and prayer life, I have come to see and experience Jesus in a very profound and personal way. Jesus touches each of us differently. Although as Christians, we accept that he is the only Son of God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered, died and was buried, rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of God. He is the Messiah who will come again to judge the living and the dead. But are these just words that we recite when we pray and read aloud at Mass on Sundays? Unless and until we truly experience Jesus in our lives by opening our hearts, by witnessing the saving power of Christ, who changes and transforms us, who touches our lives and the lives of our families and our friends, our colleagues, our communities, and so on. Until we fully experience Jesus in our lives and our hearts, perhaps we will never fully appreciate Jesus as God himself, the second person of the Trinity, the incarnation of God, God made man who was sent to earth by God to fulfill earlier prophecies and become the founder of Christianity in the religious tradition that we know and celebrate today. Today's reading is also an invitation to reflect on where we have witnessed the power of Jesus Christ in our own lives, in our families, or in the lives of our friends, or in our communities. Has our faith in Jesus grown stronger through our experience or the experience of others around us? Where has Christ been in our own life journeys? On a personal level, how open am I to the power of Jesus in my life today? Do I acknowledge the greatness of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the one who I must come through to experience fully God the Father? And whilst we can never fully know or experience Jesus or God for that matter, we can strive to grow in faith, to know and learn more, to be more open in our hearts and minds to the transforming power of Christ. In the scripture passage, Jesus also foresees the future of the church and the importance of Simon Peter's acknowledgement that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus reveals that Simon Peter will be the leader of the church, the rock upon which the church will be built, and that Simon Peter himself will be given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He will be given the ultimate authority and responsibility as leader of the church. In fact, it is Simon Peter's acknowledgement of Christ that sets him apart from other disciples as the founder of the church. The acknowledgement of Jesus as the Messiah is also significant because it affirms earlier predictions of the Old Testament, the coming of the Messiah from Jesus's birth through to his suffering, death, and resurrection. At the time, a lot of people knew who the historical Jesus was. They had heard about him performing miracles and healing large crowds. Many thought Jesus was a prophet. Certainly word had gotten out about Jesus, his teachings, his healing powers and so on. But here, Jesus gives the keys of the kingdom of heaven to Simon Peter. This is both an invitation and an acknowledgement of the supreme authority, responsibility and greatness of the calling that Simon Peter will undertake in his earthly ministry as leader of the church. Jesus also says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be lost in heaven. Here he is saying, if we accept Christ as the Messiah and Saviour, we are promised salvation in heaven. By prioritising our faith in Christ in this earthly life and living out our faith and responsibilities as Jesus asks of us as Christians, we will surely receive our rewards in heaven beyond this earthly life. For me, faith is often a simple and straightforward question. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? Do I believe that he is the Son of God and the Messiah? That is not to say that practicing my faith and following Jesus's teachings are easy. This has proved to be far more challenging and difficult for me. But when I can unequivocally trust Jesus with an unshakable faith in his healing and saving power as the Messiah, as the Son of God, then I can let go, knowing all will be well and that I'm taken care of through his infinite grace, love, and power, but that I too have a responsibility as a Christian in loving, serving, and leading others. Certainly as Christians, we believe that we come to God through Jesus Christ as divine mediator and advocate. Can I turn all of my problems and my earthly concerns, my daily challenges, no matter how big or small, can I turn them over to Jesus? Can I lay them at the foot of the cross, knowing that Jesus has already suffered and died for me, for all of humanity, as part of God's grand plan? This is what it means for me to call myself a Christian. My faith in Christ sets me apart from others and draws me closer to God as I know him and experiencing him in my heart and in my life every day. As a First Nations woman, growing up in a busy contemporary Western world full of different spiritual leanings, teachings, and experiences, I am at the core of my being deeply and personally connected to Christ. My journey with Jesus, at the center of my life, through good and bad times, has helped me develop the foundations for an unshakable faith that I trust in and that is continually being changed and transformed now and will further be revealed in heaven, which is something for which I'm truly blessed and grateful for. I invite you to accept Jesus as Messiah and Savior, Son of the living God, and to make him the center of your life wherever you presently are on your journey and spiritual quest. Ask yourself, who do I say Jesus is? And what is my relationship to Christ? How can I deepen my faith experience by drawing closer to him today? Do I take my responsibility as a Christian seriously? What can I do, or what do I need to do in this world and beyond that affirms my understanding and deepens my relationship with Jesus as the Son of the living God? Thank you.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.